Now, from what I understand, June is the 110th anniversary of the Antiquities Act, and we have a coalition of Native American tribes asking President Obama to protect acres of ancestral land in Utah because of this. Can you go over that just briefly for us?
Yes, yes. And this year is the 110th anniversary of the Antiquities Act of 1906. And there are five tribes that have created or band together as a coalition, and they include Navajo, Hopi, the Pueblo of Zuni, Uinta Ouray Tribe, and the Ute Mountain Ute Tribe. And we have respectfully requested that President Obama utilize the Antiquities Act to designate 1.9 million acres in southeastern Utah to help protect and preserve all that's there.
Why was the Antiquities Act created?
The Antiquities Act was created to do exactly that, to protect the nation's treasures and utmost to protect things like cliff dwellings, sites of where Native Americans formerly resided, culturally respected areas that needed the protection, and that's basically one of the largest focuses of the Antiquities Act, was to make sure and ensure that those stories would be there for all to continue to learn from.
I understand you want President Obama to do something here, declare a public memorial, I think, or something of that sort?
No. All we're asking him to do is designate utilizing the Antiquities Act to declare it a national monument, which would then afford the protection and would help us to preserve all that's there. I mean, we have several tribes who, in its own at different times throughout history, have been residents and have passed through this land, have utilized this region here for many a millennia.
Now, do you happen to know, I happen to be based in Washington State here, do you happen to know if this would affect anything up here? I assume, because we do have a number of tribes, and I assume kind of a similar situation up here.
Well, you know, the way that we hope to affect other tribes and other groups is to help create a model for the communication between tribes, the federal government, and agencies, so that we can have that meaningful conversation and lend to the management and the decision making of these areas. I mean, this is for a lot of Native Americans, wherever the sites may be. We hugely have respect for the final resting places of our ancestors, and so it is something that we strongly believe. Sometimes things are better left in the ground rather than to be dug up or excavated. So with that, we're hoping that maybe we will change how the federal government and other agencies communicate and come to the table and make thoughtful decisions together. And that's a sense of healing, in which really that's the driving force behind our proposal, is we want to heal on many different levels. We want the land to heal. We want relationships between tribes and the federal government and local agencies to heal. There's a lot to be thought of in terms of what the spirit of healing is. But even in healing, we all have to learn from history and really work hard not to make those same mistakes again.
And where can we learn more about all of this, what you are doing and the whole situation?
You can learn more about the Bears Ears National Monument proposal on our website. And the easiest thing to do is just to Google Bears Ears National Monument, and you'll see a website pop up. We also have a Facebook page. So we're constantly trying to provide information. There's a full copy of our proposal. There's maps there. There's a whole collection of the media that has covered this issue, so you can get more information on our website. You can take a look at the tribes that are involved, and then there's other links to the individual tribes themselves. So the best place is to go to our website, find our website.
Great. Okay. All right. Well, I think we're set, and thank you very much.
Thank you.